Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Rolling on the field is a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
Sean Hockley, thank you, brother. Game over.
Game, set, match right there, right?
By a toe.
Game over. Kansas City wins. Right. I thought the refs were good last night. I know some people are complaining about the refereeing last night. It was a very evenly officiated game. I don't think there was a call they blew, other than the Patrick Mahomes not getting the call on the sideline where Peyton Hendershot wanted to fight Roquan Smith. Other than that, that was the only call I thought they missed in the game. I thought the refs were pretty invisible. They've got to set the tone early for what they're going to be calling in this game. And Baltimore just happened to be the victim of being the first offensive team of the season last night and this year. And so they got the lining up in the backfield calls or whatever they were doing on that offensive lineman last night. They got to set the tone early. The rest of the league now will catch on. Hopefully we don't see that penalty much anymore or as much as we did last night in that game against Baltimore. That was every play to start the game.
That's right.
And they even said on the broadcast, they go, they let it slide on the first play of the game. They gave him a warning. Guy couldn't figure out the warning, and they kept at it. And like every single play, Ronnie Staley was his name, was getting penalized last night.
I think five illegal formations.
You got to wake up. You can't do that. You just can't do that. And my whole take was the Chiefs better not come out and have an illegal formation. You got the cheat code right then and there, right? And they didn't. They did good.
Yeah. And again, great first game of the season. That's why the NFL is where they are. Mm-hmm. But there was something that happened before the game that as we're getting ready at the house, people are, you know, coming over to watch the game, taking the ribs off the smoker that were fantastic. There was a announcement that the Chiefs gave Noah Gray a contract.
Yeah, that was out of left field.
I was going to say, that kind of was like, this is odd. And I go to like my buddy, and I'm like, what is this?
Like, did you see the way he played last night? They're lucky they got it done because Noah Gray ain't signing no contract today after last night's performance, right?
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting because it was like a 3-year extension with a little bit of change on the backside of it. And I'm like, okay, like what does this mean? Like, how? And I've tried to not figure out what Brett Veach is trying to do, other than like whatever didn't work the season before. I know he's gonna fix that immediately in the draft or in the free agency. But the Noah Gray contract, I'm just like thinking to myself, okay, like I thought he was gonna be something that maybe it was different than what he's been showing, and then here we are right before the game. Noah Gray gets a 3-year extension. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
It's a nice contract for him. Like, they've really liked Noah Gray for a while. Like, when he came in, you know, from Duke, I think it was a couple of years ago, I don't want to say he's going to be a Travis Kelce replacement because that's an unfair bar to put on somebody. But eventually you're going to need somebody to take over at the tight end position, right? And a big reason why I think Noah Gray got the contract extension is because of the quarterback, right? You go to Patrick Mahomes and you say, all right, where are we, man? Like, who do you like? Who do you trust? And you have those kind of conversations. And I'm sure Noah Gray has come up in those conversations. He's gotten progressively better over the last couple of years. And what you want to do in this business is lock up good talent when you can, right? And Noah Gray didn't need a contract extension at all. But the Chiefs are looking at him going, you know what? We think you're going to be a pretty big piece of what's going to happen here this year. We think you're going to be a pretty big piece of us moving forward. And we're going to start kind of setting our team up, because as much as I believe we have this year and next year with Travis Kelce, there's no guarantees that we have next year with Travis Kelce. We've got this year. So this is Brett Veach always thinking forward. This is why this team stays on top, guys. A minor contract extension to Noah Gray will be looked at in 2 years, and we'll be sitting here going, thank God they signed Noah Gray to that contract. Look at the steal that he is right now for Kansas City. Kudos to Brett Veach for getting this job done and having that foresight to not just say, okay, opening day's here, I'm going to sit back and eat popcorn and do whatever. He's signing these players for the future so that this core stays together. And when guys start to turn over, now you have those logical replacements that are in place and ready to go. They showed a commitment to Noah Gray. And boy, I thought he balled out last night. He was really impressive last night. At one point, I'm like, is that, oh my God, that's Noah Gray. That's not Travis Kelce. Like, at first I thought it was Travis, and I'm like, damn, that was Noah Gray on that play. Like, I'm telling you what, man, that guy may be sneaky good this year. He may have himself a season, and this could be his jumping off point. And Travis looks at him and goes, well, we're in good hands here. Peace out. I'm going on the Eras Tour.
Yeah. I think when we look at last night's game and you think about contracts, and one of the things that we had talked about all season going into this season or the preseason was like, who's getting it and who's not? And last night, there might have been some evidence that maybe there should be a conversation about Nick Bolton. Now, again, I'm not going to judge everybody on one game.
Right.
But it wasn't his best.
No.
And it was clearly obvious, and people from the text line
have chimed in. The text line is filled with it today.
It is. And, you know, if that's the one thing that you didn't like about last night, that's a damn good problem to have, because I think that can be addressed, can be fixed, and maybe it's fatigue. Maybe it was a matchup issue, because, like, Isaiah Likely is a dude.
Yeah, he really is.
He's
a
dude. There's a reason why Mark Andrews wasn't getting involved.
Right.
Because they knew who their target was, and they were going after Nick Bolton.
And Andrews
Isaiah
was
Likely
on the sideline in key moments, too.
Huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
And I will say that last night was, the way they used Isaiah Likely was a lot of, like, when I used to watch, you know, in-depth high school football or college football, when there's, you know, not everybody's a pro. You got to fill a position on the field, and you go find that matchup that is dominating over the other. And last night was one of those matchups where, like, Baltimore figured out that Nick Bolton couldn't cover Isaiah Likely.
And they abused it.
And they did, as they
and
should.
Good for them.
And they should.
Good for them, yeah.
And, you know, maybe, again, maybe that's a matchup thing. Like, there's sometimes people would say, well, I don't understand how the Royals can't beat the, you know, the Minnesota Twins.
Right.
But they can beat the Cleveland Guardians, who are the best team in the American League Central and probably one of the top three best teams in the American League. And then there's times when you look at this game last night and you're like, okay, maybe as we watch this season prolong, we'll see Isaiah Likely be a matchup nightmare for a lot of other teams. Mm-hmm. Because the busted play on the tackle that didn't happen walked it in for a touchdown. A lot of plays on the outside or some trailing plays. But, I mean, How many times did we not notice Nick Bolton crashing the middle when big body Derrick Henry's going to the middle? But it was an obvious sore sight to see that Nick Bolton was struggling last night in the matchup against the Ravens.
Big time struggle bus for him last night. And look, it's going to happen, right?
Struggling.
You had that touchdown in the fourth quarter to start it off. Bolton got absolutely schooled by Isaiah Likely on that play. And he got schooled most of the night. But he's also a really good football player. And sometimes you just lose a matchup. You just lose a battle.
Right.
Like, if we're judging based on one game, no way we sign Nick Bolton, right? Like, but we're not judging on one game, right? It was a bad first game for him in a pass coverage. Because you're right. How many times did he run up that line of scrimmage? He was still top three in tackles last night for the Chiefs, right? He's still a heat-seeking missile when it comes to stopping the run.
Right.
But I think he was maybe miscast last night on that coverage of Isaiah Likely. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, who could have stop that guy last night?
I mean,
Willie Gay would have done better than that.
Well,
Willie Gay would have.
But Willie Gay was always hurt. Like, I love that
no,
guy.
No, I'm
right?
not saying,
but
yeah.
But he was
I get
always
it.
Banged
I'm
up.
I'm just saying, that's the answer to your question. And Nick Bolton's a bad coverage linebacker. And you could say, you know what, he put him in bad situations last night. There's no way to disguise that anymore. You know, so there's a lot. This is the way with a lot of linebackers to me. Better off 10 or 15 years ago, man. You would have been a stud in 15 years ago, that run game. Today's game, I'm sorry, you've got to be able to cover a running back and a tight end. It's hard if you're a linebacker, but you have to be able to do it better than Bolton did.
And that's why when I brought this topic up, look, it's game one. In Spags, you trust. You know, the T-shirts say it. The saying is believable because it happens. And, you know, again, maybe it's a bad night. Not every night does Cole Reagans go out there and throw 7 innings, 2 hits, and 10 strikeouts.
Right.
Sometimes he gets roughed up, and it's not his night. But, you know, the thing about Nick Bolton is you just hope that you don't see a continuous side of games like this. You hope that, you know, this was a, you know, it wasn't my best game tonight. I'll fix it. I'll get better, you know, doing this. And, you know, maybe the fatigue's a little bit down, you know, maybe miss some, you know, time or whatever. But look, it was just the one thing on the defensive side that I looked at and I was like, that's not
It was a bad matchup.
I mean, I thought Jamari Connors looked good last night. Yeah. I thought that Justin Reed, Brian Cook looked good. Like, Brian Cook made that great play in the corner of the end zone with Isaiah Likely.
Oh,
when they
I know.
The back.
Yeah.
I thought the dude was hurt. Thought he broke his clavicle.
Yep.
Came back in. He was a toe too deep.
I thought he was done.
I was worried. I was like, I don't
And
wanna
then I was like, where's the 10-second runoff? But the play had stopped. It wasn't
incomplete
a normal play.
Pass.
People were wondering where the 10-second runoff was. Incomplete pass, clock stopped. So there's no runoff on that.
Right.
But yeah, I thought he broke his clavicle. I thought he was done for the season. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, oh my God, Isaiah Likely just balled out, had a great game.
Yeah.
People are going to be loving this kid up tomorrow. And then he's got a broken clavicle and he could be done for the year. And, you know, I'm glad he's not because he's going to be fun to watch in
great
16 other games that we don't have to get involved in. Right. So, you know, he's one of those players in the league. You're like, I'm going to watch that guy this year. I think he's going to be something special because he started out like a ball of fire last night. But again, it just could be the matchup with Nick Bolton. Let's give it next week and see what happens.
And,
right.
And maybe there's, you know, some readjustments that also go on in Spags, you know, mind where it's like, you know what, maybe we put Leo Chenault on tight ends.
Absolutely.
You know, super athletic, super quick, can pop, can stand toe-to-toe, no pun intended, kind of,
right,
to any other tight end when it comes to being that athletic. And, you know, look, I'm not going to sit here and just crush Nick Bolton. It was just, he had a bad night.
Yeah, it
happens. And sometimes it happens. Justin Tucker had a bad night.
Yes, he did. He had
a
real
night.
Bad night.
He missed a big field goal.
Yep.
And it hooked left, and normally, you know, normally, Justin Tucker doesn't miss those kicks. Bad night.
I mean, they jinxed him, too. Oh, Justin Tucker.
Yeah,
wide left.
And now he's under 90% as a field goal kicker. He's right next to Butker.
Well,
and they're point tenths away from each other.
You know, this is what happens to people who try to troll people before the game by kicking into the defense or whatever. Like, he lined up again last night in where the Chiefs were stretching before the game and was, you know, kicking his field goals and doing all that kind of stuff.
That's
so
like
it's karma,
thing,
man.
Like,
I understand, but you know how it happened in the AFC Championship game? Didn't work out well there for them. Playing the same team, karma. It's not just a guy on the Chiefs.
You brought up Leo Chenault, Dusty. I agree with you. What an amazing game from him. The athleticism, the speed. It looks like he's faster this season. But, you know, he was the QB spy. Like, his job was Lamar Jackson last night. Like, if I told...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience. Because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move, you don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do that before the game, you would have said, wouldn't that be Nick Bolton? You know, sideline to sideline speed, a great tackler. Like, that was Chenault. That, to me, says something. Like, they're trusting Chenault with the best player on the field, well, not Nick Bolton.
This is what the team does, though, guys. This is how they stay on top. They just start handing it off, and you probably don't recognize it's happening. Right? You don't recognize it. Now, all of a sudden, a little bit of that baton has been passed to Leo Chenault from Nick Bolton, which means there's a good chance at the end of the year, maybe Nick Bolton just kind of fades away and goes plays for the Panthers or wherever it ends up.
Or his contract really isn't that expensive.
Right. So, like, you're starting to see some of that handoff. We saw the handoff with the Noah Gray contract. You're starting to see where the Chiefs are headed at that tight end position. But that's, again, why they stay on top. And I had written down last night, Worthy and Gray successes last night. That's the power of Brett Veach just being able to reload this organization, right? It's not about going out there and finding these superstar players. We got to hit the free agent market. Mm. These are drafted players that contribute in big ways. Like, the rest of the league last night should have looked at that game and went, Brett Veach has done it again. Xavier Worthy, Noah Gray. I mean, Watson having himself a night last night.
Great game from him.
Like,
Watson, yes!
All these guys that contributed last night were not your quote-unquote household names. They weren't your Juju Smith-Schusters. They weren't your Travis Kelce's that were contributing last night. They got big performances by other guys on the roster, and that's why I'm really excited about this game and what happened from an offensive standpoint, because you won a game where I thought Patrick Mahomes was okay from a Patrick Mahomes standpoint. Yeah, it wasn't a great game for him last night, they still put up 27 points and won the football game. A seventh round draft pick is rushing, you know, all over the place last night for you. Xavier Worthy doing crazy things with the football. Like, how fast was he? And we'll get into Rashee Rice as the morning goes along. But my God, that guy looked like one of the best wide receivers in the NFL last night. And I told you on the first day of training camp, they love what Rashee Rice is doing. They expect a big year from Rashee Rice. And that slant pattern was there all day long. The rest of the league has to look around and just throw their hands up in the air and say, as much as we praise Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, the real effing MVP of this team is Brett Veach. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Brett Veach is the real MVP of this team because everybody that he drafts contributes, and they contribute right away, and they do amazing things.
It's amazing to watch, and it's crazy because we brought this up yesterday, how they're the fifth youngest roster in the NFL, yet it looks like they haven't skipped a beat because they prepare where you are a year behind, the Chiefs are 2 years ahead. And you just that's a recipe that you can't stop, because look, Trent McDuffie, this team didn't miss L'Jarius Sneed last night. And somebody could say, well, hang on, Dusty, you'd love to Yeah, you'd love to, have him, but you didn't need him last night. Yeah. You had Trent McDuffie there. You had Jamari Connors there. And a lot of people say, well, I would have loved Jaden Hicks on the coverage of Isaiah Likely. Too young to put somebody in that situation.
Oh, would you put a rookie out there on that?
I mean, again, yes, their main threat last night was Isaiah Likely and Lamar Jackson's legs.
Right.
And you stopped it. You held the Ravens to 20.
20 points.
You scored 27. Last year, you'd have thought to yourself, if you scored 27 against the Ravens, the game would have been over. And guess what? The game was still over this year. You're the fifth youngest roster in the NFL, and you're not missing a beat.
Here's the other one that we still haven't talked about yet, 94 minutes into this thing, Dusty. Kingsley Suamataia at left tackle last night. I thought it was fantastic.
Wanya Morris, you've officially been Wally Pitts.
I mean, you're gone, dude. Yep, like, like that kid
is a rookie
good.
In a big-time situation. It's a badass defense like the Ravens. Didn't blink an eye.
No, gave up one sack, and that's fine. You don't want to give up a sack. You'd like to have a clean night and a holding penalty, which is a really weak kind of holding penalty. He got out of there quick, you know, but it was what it was. But, I mean, my God, I thought he played fantastic last night. For all of the people worried about Mahomes' blind side and all this stuff, if Andy Reid's putting you out there on the field, he believes that you're going to do the job and you're going to get the job done. And I didn't think Kingsley at 21, 22 years old, I didn't think that kid looked overmatched at all. He looked like a veteran out there last night. Again, that's Brett Veach recognizing and understanding talent and looking at guys at the collegiate level and saying, that guy can play. That guy can play. That guy. No other general manager, maybe in the history of the NFL, has had a success rate in the draft like Brett Veach has had.
Also, you talk about 94 minutes in the show. How about Chris Jones? Like, speaking of not skipping a beat and playing like the rover where he would get to the defensive line and was like, no, you guys scoot over. I'm going to come over here and be an edge rusher. I'm going to do this. I'm going
to
do that.
He was calling out the guys he wanted to go against. I never saw that before.
And he was about as offsides as Kadarius Toney was on one play. But he caused that turnover. And I believe it was Felix Nduke Uzomah who got the recovery of the fumble.
Yep.
So Chris Jones gets the strip. Felix gets the pickup, and maybe, just maybe, the redshirted year worked out the way it did for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, the way it worked out for Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and you know, you can quiet those conversations, and it worked out well. Something that didn't work out well was to you the pregame show.
Oh my God!
Weather permitting, it was
I turn on the NFL Network at first, and I get the NFL Network at 6 o'clock, and they're on the field, and it's Kurt Warner, who I love. I think does an amazing job. But immediately,
he had a great shirt on last night.
He did. Immediately, though, we're talking about Tyreek Hill. I mean, this guy's been removed. This is now year number three without Tyreek Hill, right? And the Chiefs are going for a Super Bowl threepeat. They have got to stop talking about Tyreek Hill in relation to Kansas City. This is a better organization without Tyreek Hill in it. The results prove itself, right? And they haven't missed a beat. In fact, they're probably better. And every time now that we talk about this Chiefs offense, they act like Tyreek Hill just walked out the door yesterday, and people forget that this organization has won two Super Bowls and is on the precipice of winning a third Super Bowl right now, and they're doing it all without Tyreek Hill. And I just can't understand why this is continually being a narrative on the national level. You'll watch something today and they'll all be talking about, you know, Tyreek Hill in this offense without Tyreek Hill and all that stuff. I mean, let that gentleman go to Miami, national media, and be part of what's going on down there. He's no longer part of this organization here and hasn't been for quite some time now, and they've been just fine. And then I look at what's going on NBC last night, and they're spending all this time discussing this rain delay and all this nonsense about, you know, how the players are going to recover from a 20-minute rain delay. Come on now. They're athletes. They'll be just fine. Nobody's missing a beat with all of that. But the Tyreek Hill stuff, man, I'm telling you right now, and we're guilty of it as well. We talk about him because he was such a dynamic player, but people got to let this go. It's almost an insult to the rest of the organization to keep bringing up Tyreek Hill and talking about how he is a guy that made an impact on this team when they've won two Super Bowls since Tyreek Hill walked out the door.
And they don't miss him.
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of over Collinsworth too.
Which one?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, I like Chris. I didn't watch the TV last night, so I guess
this guy.
He was all over Lamar last night.
This guy.
I love it.
Mike, stop it. Stop it. What are they going to do about Patrick Mahomes? I'm over it.
Yeah, all the pregames suck.
They were put in a tough situation, so I'll give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but it's just like,
Yeah, like what? Like why are we still doing this? Like Tyreek Hill hasn't been on this team in 4 years.
It's crazy.
They've won two Super Bowls without him, and they drafted Xavier Worthy.
Yeah,
who's a stud.
Yeah.
And they stick six people behind a set, and they say, all right, guys, you each get to speak for 30 seconds. Here you go. Have a good conversation. And each one's just waiting to be for the next person to be done talking
yeah.
so they can get their point, and it sucks.
The only pregame show that I'm really finding worthy, and I don't really like the pregame shows. Like, usually on an NFL Sunday, 12:02, I turn it on when kickoff happens, right? Like, it's a lot of noise for me, right? But Fox, by far, is the best one. And to me, it's not even close. CBS got some new cast members this year. We'll be willing to see how that goes. But the Fox pregame show, to me, is the best one by far. It's entertaining. It's fun. It's self-deprecating. They do a really good job. I think they have the best NFL insider in Jay Glazer. And I love Jay Glazer because he's not sitting on Twitter constantly telling us about stuff we don't care about. Jay Glazer breaks news. He breaks it on TV, and he breaks it in a big way. So I like that show a lot. The other ones, man, I'm not sold on this NBC thing at all. It gets worse by the day. And Jack Collinsworth, I'm just not sure what he offers. I'm not.
Nothing. That's why they sent him to Brazil.
Is he calling the game tonight? Doing the play-by-play?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's him and Dungy in the booth. They stationed him down there in Brazil.
Oh, that's going
to
be so bad.
I can't wait to crush him on Twitter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.